In Northwest News from KPLU, talking about race can be like walking into an emotional minefield where no one is comfortable. Opening up a discussion online can be even more treacherous. Nevertheless, the Seattle Times has launched an online interactive project about race called Under Our Skin. KPLU law and justice reporter Paula Whissel talked with one of the creators.
Corinne Chin says she and other journalists at the Seattle Times noticed that when the subject of race came up, there were a lot of words being bandied about.
Words that we use to talk about race, words like white privilege, microaggression, including kind of buzzier words that we've seen pop up in our coverage, like safe space.
They are words, she says, that people often disagree on. So the idea was to record a group of people from all walks of life, from different racial and ethnic backgrounds, and with varying political allegiances, and create a series of videos of people addressing the various words. Click on the word safe space, for example, and you get this from Varisha Khan, who calls herself an American Muslim.
Safe spaces are environments where people that do face racism, prejudice of any sort, can truly feel comfortable.
Immediately following is a very different take from Tea Party supporter Kelly Carinder.
It sounds like, from their own words, that they're asking for a place where certain ideas and opinions and words and phrases cannot be uttered or thought.
As you watch the videos, there are certainly surprises. One of the 18 people interviewed is a Republican woman from Kitsap County named Autumn Bennett.
She is mixed race. She identifies as Black. And she's got dreadlocks and tattoos. And I think, you know, she actually told us, I think a lot of people will see me and assume that I have a certain viewpoint, but I wanted to challenge that. I don't look like a typical conservative.
Here's the video of Bennett addressing the word politically correct.
It is politically incorrect to say that you can't change your gender. It is politically incorrect to say that Black Lives Matter movement is racist. But I believe those things to be true, and I don't believe them to be insulting or mean.
Chin says the videos are meant to provoke, to make you think.
I notice when they talk about racism, and there's one person who says, I am a racist.
I am a racist. I'll say I'm a recovering one. Being a white male from the South, you know, I think I'm probably in the category that's the ultimate racist.
We invited Bishop Greg Rickle to participate because of some of the more unconventional ways that he speaks about race. Really rare to have people admit that they have done racist things and have hurt other people and have had a negative impact on other people's lives. But Greg's point of view is that you need to recognize that before you make a positive impact on people's lives and before you can start working to solve the problem of racism.
I didn't really get to a place of dealing with this until I was able to say I'm a racist.
Also discussed are the terms all lives matter, diversity, white privilege, and colorblindness, addressed here by Jarrell Davis, a mentor at Seattle's Rainier Beach High School.
If you're saying, oh, I don't see you as Black, I just see you as Jarrell. Like, nah, bro, I want you to see me as Black. Like, that's why I got dreadlocks. That's why, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I talk like this. That's why I wear my Africa gear, you know? Like, I'm proud to be what I am. And people that say they're colorblind or say that they don't see that, I think that speaks more to their internal struggle than it does to the external.
One participant, Seattle NAACP Communications Director Rachel DeCruz, tells about something that happened when she was a little girl.
I was sitting down with one of my friends. We were playing at her house, and she was like, your dad is like chocolate, and your mom is like milk, so you're like chocolate milk. And, I mean, I was really young, and I was like, oh, you know, chocolate milk is great. It's delicious. I love chocolate milk. But it hurt, you know what I mean? And I didn't know why, and I didn't have the words to, like, verbalize or explain that.
Corinne Chin says although she's always seen herself as the objective journalist, DeCruz's story was personal for her. It brought back memories of her own childhood.
Small things, seemingly innocent things, just made me feel different, made me feel like I didn't fit in, made me feel like I was the wrong type of person in that situation. And to understand that just gave me a whole new level of understanding of the word microaggression.
Many interviewees acknowledge just how difficult talking about some of these issues can be. Louis Chudasoki is an English professor at the University of Washington.
I'm really split on the issue of microaggressions, you know, because I don't want to deny anyone's pain, but I also can't imagine a world where interacting with difference is done without pain.
As mentioned, this is an interactive project. The Seattle Times is encouraging responses, although comments are being curated in order to avoid what the editors call knee-jerk, hateful comments. The Times is also soliciting guest essays on the topic of race. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.